A break finally at the Canadian border, 12 hours after a court-ordered dispersal went into effect to break up the over five-day-long protest at the Ambassador Bridge linking Windsor, Ontario with Detroit, even after protesters had earlier voted to remain.
It's not over until all mandates are dropped so we can all go back to work. All of us.
However, when the Ontario Provincial Police and Windsor Police arrived at the bridge with armored vehicles and tactical gear, the protesters left peaceably, with authorities reporting no arrests. The bridge sees an estimated $300 million in goods crossed daily, and that is good news for business people like Jason Mayville with Dymold Services in Windsor, whose business has felt the blockade right in the wallet.
The costs have gone up quite substantially because we can't just rely on somebody taking it over there in a truck or a commuter van or whatever it may be. So the costs have gotten significantly higher for the things that should only cost minimal on a daily basis.
But the problems are not over. Bridges from British Columbia to Manitoba to others in Ontario still blocked by protesters. The streets of the Canadian capital of Ottawa still seeing protests.
I think it's great what we're doing all over. It's great, shut it down. Have that pressure felt. It's time for us to make a stand and have things put down.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford saying that a state of emergency is still in effect in Ottawa and other parts of Ontario, as he and others effort laws to stop the blockades, including penalties as high as 100,000 Canadian and up to a year in jail. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau continuing to threaten legal action as well, tweeting Friday that there are consequences for breaking the law, and those consequences are becoming increasingly severe. It's time to go home to your communities.
Ottawa was the focal point. This hurt them financially, which shows you what really it's all about.
Rutabaga, the 90-degree, nearly 90-degree weather here in Los Angeles is a far cry from what's in Ottawa and Windsor, but the story remains the same, right? We're in the busiest port right now in the country, the Port of Los Angeles, and the supply chain issues which are being affected by this trucker strike on the border in places like Windsor are being felt here. What we do know about what is going on in Windsor is that while people did disperse, the city of Windsor has said that they are going to be ticketing and towing. And some of those protesters are remaining, but the trucks and the Ambassador Bridge itself be open for business, and that's great relief to those people. But it is, as that last gentleman told us, Rutabaga, about the money.